My beloved hearts, I am Mary. I am come to give you my unconditional love. For truly, only when you feel the unconditional love of God can you feel truly nurtured and truly whole. And the Divine Mother has no greater desire than to see all God's sons and daughters become whole in being who they were created to be, and then multiplying their talents, taking dominion over their four lower bodies, taking dominion over the earth, taking dominion over matter itself, and thus becoming more than you were created to be. So I would take you on a journey with me back in time. We are now in ancient Israel as it was 2,000 years ago. We are standing in the kitchen in one of those old houses with a dirt floor. There I was on a bright summer morning preparing the noon meal. I could hear Joseph's tools doing their work in his shop, and suddenly I heard the loud giggle of a young child from outside. I turned and faced the door, and the bright sunlight reflected a rectangle of golden light upon the dirt floor. As I looked through the opening, I saw Jesus at the age of 5 playing in the sand. He had thought up some little game that had caused him to burst out with the beautiful laughter of a child. At that moment, I was overwhelmed with my love for this beautiful being. Tears were streaming down my cheeks, and I suddenly saw the true being that was focused in this little child that looked like any other child on the planet. I saw what God created as the individual being that was now Jesus. And as I saw the beauty of that being, I felt an unconditional love. And this love transformed me so that my eye was opened and I saw the immaculate concept for Jesus and his mission in that life. And for the remainder of my time in physical embodiment, I could never forget or lose that immaculate concept. And for the remainder of Jesus' mission, I held it for him. My beloved, I would now take you with me to the day when I stood at the foot of the cross, watching Jesus hanging there in pain and in inner turmoil, because he felt that his God had momentarily forsaken him, and he did not know what to do next. Again I held the Immaculate Concept, and Jesus finally cried out and gave up the ghost, as the scriptures say. What Jesus gave up was the last remnants of his mortal self, his mortal sense of identity as being a human being rather than a divine spiritual being. And thus Jesus set the example for the path that all must follow. And as I stood there and watched the body of Jesus draw its last long breath, my eyes were opened and I saw the soul of Jesus leave that body, and I saw him ascend. In his resurrected body, I saw the immaculate concept for his resurrection. And at that moment, I too gave up something. I gave up my motherly love for Jesus, for throughout my life, all of my attention had been focused on the importance of Jesus' mission, even to the point where my other children often felt I neglected them, and that I was somewhat of an absent-minded mother because my mind was always elsewhere. Truly, it was necessary for me to have that concentration to carry Jesus through to the fulfillment of his mission. And thus, my attention was never far from that immaculate concept. But as I stood there at the foot of the cross, I suddenly realized that Jesus' mission was fulfilled, and thus I could take my motherly love to an entirely different level, to a universal level, and the same love that I had for Jesus, I could transfer to all people on earth. And indeed, at that moment, I gave up to the mortal self although I remained in embodiment. I gave up that sense of self so narrowly focused on one physical body and one life. And instead, I adopted the more universal sense of motherhood for all life. And thus, I ask you to consider that I am holding the immaculate concept for you and the fulfillment of your mission and the manifestation of your Christhood in exactly the same way as I did for Jesus. And I ask you to consider that I am now an ascended being, and thus my power to hold the immaculate concept is infinitely greater than it was back then, which means that if you will allow me, I can be of far greater assistance to you than I was to Jesus. But you have to be willing to accept that you are worthy to have Mary, the mother of Jesus, hold the immaculate concept for you. And you can accept that only if you can accept that I, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the Queen of Heaven, the Mother of God, with all of my fearful and fearsome titles that has been bestowed upon me by people who wish to idolatrize me. And even with all of that, you need to be willing to accept that I, Mary, love you the same way I love Jesus. My beloved, think back to a few moments ago when I told you about my love for Jesus. I think you will find that you found it quite easy to accept that I have or had an infinite love for Jesus back then, because it seems so far away from you right now where you are. And I think you will sense that when you consider that I have the same love for you right now as I had for Jesus back then, you will find that there is something in you that cannot quite accept my words. And that something is what you need to unmask and uncover. And then you need to see that it is truly only a ghost of unreality, born of the sense of separation from God that made you feel unwhole. And thus, you need to give up that ghost, for until you do, you will be hanging on your own private cross and not being able to move freely in your being. Oh, my beloved, I truly have no greater desire than to see every human being on earth come to accept the infinite and unconditional love of the Divine Mother that is focused through my heart for each person on this beautiful planet. And yet, when I come to people, so often their minds reside in a very small box, and their minds prevent their hearts from being opened to my presence. Oh, how many Catholics have a pure devotion to me. But when I come to them to offer my unconditional love, their minds cannot see beyond the Catholic doctrines that they are sinners, and thus they cannot accept my love. My beloved hearts, people who have grown up in the Catholic religion have used the doctrines of that church to create a little box around themselves that prevent me from entering and giving them the fullness of my love. And I come to ask you to consider that every religion and every church and every spiritual teaching on this planet has the exact same problem. No matter what teaching it is, those who are on the outer path and who are still trapped in the consciousness of separation, the consciousness that caused the fall, they cannot accept unconditional love from God or from the Mother of God. And this is the essential problem on planet Earth. For truly, only when you accept that God loves you unconditionally can you enter the true spiritual path that leads to inner oneness with your God, because you enter the kingdom of God that is within you. As long as you are looking for that kingdom of God outside yourself, you will never find it. And thus, my true desire for the Aquarian age is that all people can be awakened so that at least they can discover the true inner path behind all of the outer religions and teachings. So they may know that there is more to spirituality than sitting in the pew every Sunday, singing hymns from a book without paying attention to the words, and listening to the sermon of a preacher who has no greater understanding of the path than they do themselves. Truly, the ultimate cause of material poverty is spiritual poverty. How can you have true physical abundance without having spiritual abundance? And yet, there are those who have managed to steal material abundance by taking from others. And thus it is possible to accumulate great wealth on planet Earth by taking it from those who are not as aggressive in defending their material possessions. Yet, no matter how much money you have, you will not have the abundant life, for the abundant life cannot be bought for any amount of money. And thus truly, it is my greatest desire that all people on earth should know and should accept fully that it is the Father's good pleasure to give them the kingdom of His abundant life. And that is indeed why I have brought forth the new book on the abundant life. This book is a gift from my heart. It embodies the totality of my being to the extent that my being can be expressed in words at humankind's current level of consciousness. And thus it truly has the potential to awaken the inner knowing that all the spiritual people on earth have, that there is more to life, that the current conditions on earth simply are not in alignment with the will of God. And thus, the intertwining of the hearts of Mary and Moya through those who are giving our rosaries will truly cut through the density and raise people up where they are ready to make the outer contact with the true path, the inner path. And truly any of the teachings we are bringing forth through this new dispensation on any of our other three websites have the power to awaken the soul to the path of becoming more, rather than the way that seemeth right unto a man, the way of holding on to what you have, thinking that if you give something away, you will lose, not seeing that it is in giving that you receive, because it is in giving that you multiply the talents given to you by God. And only when you are willing to let go without attachments to what you have can God give you more. Oh, my beloved, for the golden age to be manifest on earth, it is absolutely necessary that a critical mass of people understand this one principle, that you cannot receive more from God until you give freely of what you already have. I am not saying that you have to give away all your material possessions. You need to live a balanced and responsible life. What I am talking about is an attitude of being non-attached to your material possessions. Even being non-attached to your so-called spiritual possessions that you have built by following the spiritual path for any number of years. For truly we see so many people, as El Moya expressed so clearly, who have become attached to what they have done on the spiritual path, feeling that they have done so much that they must surely have done enough, and therefore they are saved. Or they become attached to an outer organization or teaching, like you see millions of Catholics who go to church and feel the emptiness in their hearts, and they try to suppress the voice of their souls, which cries out, There must be more than what I see in this church. And yet, they are not willing to listen because they have fixated their outer minds on the belief that there is only one true church and that they will go to hell unless they stay there. And thus I say to you truly, the process of the ascension is not something that happens in one great leap. It is something that happens in increments, whereby you continue to transcend yourself and become more, until you suddenly take that final leap into the ascended state, the ascended consciousness. And thus, if you believe that you can find a spiritual teaching, and that is all you will ever need for your ascension, you are indeed living a lie. You can use a teaching to win your ascension if you keep going beyond the outer teaching, reading between the lines, allowing your Christ self and your ascended mentors to give you the deeper truths that are not found in the outer teaching because they cannot be expressed in words. And unless you do this, you will not make your ascension, no matter how many decrees or prayers or rosaries you give, and no matter whether you can recite this or that scripture by heart. It will not happen that way. It will happen only when you are willing to give up the ghost of your former self, your former sense of self. And the most difficult thing for people to give up is precisely when they have been on the spiritual path for many years and somehow feel that they belong to an elite of the most spiritual people on earth. This is what you saw in the scribes and Pharisees who rejected the living Christ when Jesus stood before them. And my beloved, contemplate Jesus' parable about the rich man who came to him. And when Jesus explained what it took to be saved, he said, "But all these things have I done from my youth. What do I lack yet?" And Jesus said, "Go sell all thou hast and give to the poor, and then come and follow me." And this does not just mean that you have to sell your physical possessions. It is a symbol for the fact that in order to step onto the inner path, the true path, you have to be willing to give up the possessions you think you have from following the outer path. And then when you are on the inner path, that surrender becomes a perpetual surrender, whereby you know, as Paul, "I die daily," meaning that part of my mortal self dies every day, because I daily surrender it and give up that ghost. Letting the former sense of self die so that I can be reborn of the spirit into a new sense of self. Truly, we have given many profound teachings through this previous organization, but they will do nothing for you unless you internalize them and become one with the teaching and then go beyond and become one with the teacher. And then take the further step that after you become one with the teacher, you become the teacher who ministers to those on earth who have not yet discovered the inner path. And thereby the circle is complete. The figure eight flow between heaven and earth is complete because the higher part of your own being, the ascended host, the ascended master that is the higher part of your being, can now be embodiment on earth through you. This is the ultimate goal of a true spiritual teaching. This is the ultimate goal of the spiritual path. And to help you luck yourself on that path, I have brought forth my new book. If you feel that you have not yet discovered the true inner path, then devour this book. Absorb it. Do not simply read it with your intellect, but absorb it and let it transform you. Let it transform your view of yourself, your view of the spiritual path, your view of the ascended masters, and your view of God. Until you can give up that ghost, because you realize that you will lose nothing by giving up that limited mortal sense of self. You will instead gain your immortal self that you truly are. Yet, how difficult it is to give up that mortal self as long as you do not have a sense of wholeness that comes from knowing and experiencing your higher being. And therefore, you cannot give up every aspect of your mortal self at once. It must be a gradual path, which is indeed why we talk about a path. Yet, as I explain in the book, there comes a point where even the concept of a spiritual path becomes obsolete. And you must then take the very next step beyond the path. And that step is explained in my book. And I will tease you by not giving it to you now, for you need to read it step by step. For each key in my book builds up to the next key, so that you are prepared before you find the most difficult truths, the truths that are most difficult to accept. Thus I seal you now in my infinite love, and I ask you to go through an exercise of reading aloud, one person at a time, one verse at a time, the Miracle Nurturance Rosary, for you will find it in it truths so profound that literally one could write an entire book based on that rosary, which is, in a sense, what I have done in my new book. Yet there is even more in the book than the Nurturance Rosary. Yet could you internalize everything in that Nurturance Rosary, truly you would have the abundant life. And therefore I seal you in my flame of perfect, unconditional nurturance. It is sealed.